I have in mind the day that the lads were released from Pentonville. I was actually on the phone that day, and I had sort of messages coming through around about 1 o'clock time that they were going to be released that day, and then another one saying that it was imminent, another one saying they were out, another one saying they were at, I think, the Angel Islands and having a quick drink, they've been dying for a pint, the lads. And the next one said that they were in the area, possibly in the Castle Green Gate, and to get the glasses out. We got some glasses from the bar inside the Labour Club, and then they came in, and we were pretty emotional. They had some bottles of wine or champagne or something. And we were popping corks and making a lot of noise, congratulating one another. And at that time, just across the hallway, there was a big Labour Party General Management Committee meeting. And the chairman sent out and said he knew that we had reasons to celebrate. Could we keep it down a bit? They were trying to hold a meeting, but frivolity and joviality boiled over. And in the end, they cancelled their meeting and more or less come and joined us.